Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 67. This chapter is a short one with only 8 psukim. This psalm is said every morning during Shacharis. Let's jump right in for the parak summary. This chapter gives thanks to God for all the goodness He's done for us. It asks for us to receive God's blessings and emphatically states how all people on earth will eventually have gratitude for God. Mankind will sing and thank God for all the goodness He's done. They'll recognize He is the source of all parnasa, livelihood. In return, God will bless us and all people on earth will fear Him. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 6 and 7 it says, Yaducha amim Elohim, Yaducha amim kulam, Eres nasna yivula, yivarchenu Elohim Elokeinu. The peoples will praise You, O God, all peoples will praise You. May the earth yield its produce, may God, our God, bless us. For starters, the Radak and others explain this chapter is referring to the times of the final redemption, when all people on earth will know and experience the oneness of God. Now in exile, we don't see God clearly. It's as if there's an iron curtain concealing God's amazing exalted light from shining down from heaven. However, in the times of the final redemption, God will remove the veil and shine down His blessing for all to see and feel. This is what Yeshaya Navi prophesied. The knowledge of God will fill the earth like the waters that cover the sea. The Hebrew word for knowledge in our pasuk and in Yeshaya is das. Das is a very specific form of knowledge. Obviously, these are deep things in Kabbalah and it's way beyond us, but I'd just like to share a short explanation of how it works. The Kabbalah teaches there are 10 spheres. The first three are Chachma, Bina, and Das, loosely translated as wisdom, intuition, and knowledge. Chachma is essentially rarefied. It's like an initial flash of wisdom. Bina would be the development and thinking about that piece of information, and Das is considered the integration of the knowledge you developed. Das is the union of Chachma and Bina. If Chachma is the father and Bina is the mother, Das would be considered the child. This is what our pasuk says, Yoducha Amim, the nations will know, using the word Das, which means they will deeply know and have true knowledge and experience of God. This is what's also said in Yeshaya, that the world will be filled with das, knowledge of God, meaning people will truly understand their experience of life through the lens of God and see the oneness behind life. There's also a great psychological and spiritual truth here. Many people think God is outside of themselves. They envision God as separate from reality, that there is some place they need to get to in order to reach God. Therefore, people think their experience of life is coming at them and not through them. In other words, God is the fabric of creation and you can't have an experience without God in it. Our experience of life is truly being created through us because we're not separate from creation, nor are we separate from God. When we think we're separate from God and think the world is coming at us, so it's like splitting God, because the truth is nothing is separate from God, not even our experience of life. The true paradigm in which the world works is inside out, not outside in. It's a godly experience. I often think we sing, since we're little children, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. This includes our thinking, because the power of thought is divine in nature. As we all know, nothing is real except for Hashem. Included in this is our thinking, as all thought is divine in its source and nature. When we see past the illusion of our thinking, then we're able to see that God really is everywhere. We're able to see the true godly paradigm in which the world was, is, and always will be functioning according to. Let us merit to the times of the final redemption when truly all people on earth will praise You. And as the chapter ends with, God will bless us and all ends of earth will fear Him. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.